This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for March 5th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the Middle East. The United States has closed its embassy in Ankara, Turkey, following an unspecified terror threat. U.S. intelligence saying it's picked up on chatter from a group in Turkey plotting an attack targeting the U.S. embassy or other places where U.S. citizens might stay in the country. This has prompted the State Department to close the embassy to the public, at least for the time being. Meanwhile, the Egyptian Air Force has bombed 6 terrorist targets, or what it's calling terrorist targets, in the Sinai, and for the first time in its modern military history, the Nile Delta. The fact that the Egyptian military is actually targeting sites in the Nile Delta now testifies to a rising threat from the Islamic State and the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood. The Nile Delta is land of Goshen. It's where the Israelites sojourned during the days of Joseph through the time of Moses. It's the richest agricultural region in Egypt for about the last 6,000 years and currently has a population of about 39 million people, most in Alexandria and in Cairo. And U.S., Russian, and Israeli leaders trying to walk back some of their tough talk about what's going on in Syria. This over the weekend, as they try to defuse the situation there, even to the point of some compromise on the part of Iran as to what kind of role it will play in Syria. Last Thursday night, unnamed senior Israeli military sources reported that due to Russian pressure, Iran has backed off its plan to establish a naval base at Tartus in Syria. Also, Israel said it's satisfied with the process that's led to a certain moderation of Iranian activity in Syria. For their part, Russian and military leaders appear to be toning down the rhetoric, trying to de-conflict. Going to war over Syria, as I've said before, would be insane. Topic number 4, Emperor Xi, President Xi Jinping, poised to make a historic power grab in China. Legislators gather beginning today, Monday, to approve changes that will let him rule indefinitely. This will undo decades of collaborative leadership and restore more of a, dictatorial style of government in China, the world's most populous nation. This year's gathering of the ceremonial National People's Congress, kind of overshadowed by Xi's surprise move. People there didn't see this coming. This was just announced a week ago. This would end the constitutional 2-term limit on the presidency. The changes would allow Xi, who's already the most powerful leader in China that China's had in decades, to rule essentially until he decides to step down or dies, whichever comes first. Topic number 3, astroturfing the anti-gun movement. BuzzFeed, which is not a conservative news organization, reported last week. And it's about time that somebody did, because it's been an interesting couple of weeks since the tragic deaths on Valentine's Day, February 14th. We've seen in the nightly news these high school students from Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, in front of news cameras, speaking very eloquently and delivering a rather focused and coherent narrative about the need for gun control as they see it. Now, it's understandable. These kids, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, saw 17 classmates and, in at least one case, a teacher, gunned down in the halls right in front of their eyes. So their reaction is understandable. But what started as a student-run social media movement has morphed into a national movement to end gun violence that's being backed by some of the largest and most influential progressive groups in the country. Just in the days after the shooting, of course, teenage survivors were everywhere on television. But very soon, the power brokers got involved. Major players, and according to BuzzFeed, naming names, this includes Everytown, Giffords, Move On, which is a George Soros-supported organization, Women's March LA. BuzzFeed News reporting that they are helping with logistics, strategy, and planning for the March for Our Lives rally, tentatively scheduled for March 24th in Washington, D.C. Giffords, of course, is the organization founded by former Arizona Congressperson Gabrielle Giffords, who was horrifically shot in the head at a public appearance in Arizona several years ago. Planned Parenthood, not directly in touch with the students, but is working through Giffords on this organization. Giffords is taking the lead in coordinating this this rally, as well as other rallies now that are reportedly being planned across the country. Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, former chair of the Democratic National Committee, has lived in Broward County for more than 30 years. She contacted the students the day after the shooting, February 15th, and began to call in favors from other progressive groups and supporters around the country. It's been reported that George Clooney, Oprah Winfrey, each kicked in $500,000 to support this effort. Now, look, I was a smart, well-spoken high school student, qualified for the Illinois State Debate Team Championships, the tournament anyway, 2 years running. I had a lot of smart, well-spoken friends, but I can guarantee you that we would have had no clue about how to get Hollywood A-list celebrities to donate six figures to a cause without outside help. That's the point here. This movement has now put these kids out in front of a parade that was already on the march for a particular end. Why? Because, well, these kids are likely to elicit more sympathy from you and me than Debbie Wasserman Schultz or George Clooney, whose progressive tendencies are very well known. Now, there's been some pushback on social media against these kids. Look, go easy on the kids, okay? I mean, yes, as one commenter pointed out, these kids look awfully happy for a group of kids who just saw 17 people shot dead in their school. Yeah, okay. They're kids. Their frontal lobes aren't fully developed yet. And I'm not trying to be condescending here. I just remember what I was like when I was 16, 17. Didn't really have the sense of scope, okay, the frame of reference to properly understand how this might look to the rest of the world. Not to mention, not fully understanding that groups like Move On and Planned Parenthood and others might have a different agenda than the one that they have in mind. In other words, they don't quite see at this point how they're being used. So go easy on the kids. Their reaction's understandable. But the adults who are putting them out in front of this parade, using them for their own agenda. Topic number two, get woke, go broke. As you probably saw in news over the last couple of weeks, a number of large corporations have very publicly announced that they are severing ties with the National Rifle Association. Delta Airlines being one of those, they announced that they were going to eliminate their discount for NRA members. Well, in addition to that, of course, also asked that it have its information removed from the NRA's website. Well, interestingly enough, CNN Money, their financial news program, reported that according to Delta's own figures, only 13 people ever took advantage of the NRA discount on Delta Airlines. 13 tickets sold with the NRA discount. So Delta's public declaration that it was severing ties with the NRA really wasn't going to cost them a whole lot of money. They got the benefit, they thought, of public virtue signaling without having to really affect the bottom line. Except last Monday in Georgia, which is Delta's home state, it's based out of Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta, legislators in Atlanta, in Georgia, blocked a bill that would have granted Delta a $40 million annual tax break. And these legislators have said they're going to sit on this bill until Delta reverses its policy. So it appears that instead of no financial hit, Delta just lost about $3.3 million for every one of those 13 tickets it sold. And topic number one, marginalizing conservatives. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee resigned last Thursday from the CMA Foundation Board of Directors after criticism from multiple members of the country music industry. This was less than one day after his appointment to the board was announced. This follows criticism from members of the country music industry, much of it related to Huckabee's stance on LGBT issues, which, I point out, is a biblical stance. Now, Huckabee, if you watched his former program on Fox News, I have not seen it on TBN, but on Fox, Huckabee's program always featured some music. Mike enjoys country music, and here he took a position, unpaid, I might add, to benefit the CMA Foundation, and yet activists with a single issue that to them trumps everything else, demanded his removal. Jason Owen, co-president of Monument Records, owner at Sandbox Entertainment, called the appointment of Huckabee a grossly offensive decision in an email that he sent to the Country Music Association Foundation. He said that neither he or his companies or anyone they represent would continue to support the foundation and its charitable work. The CMA Foundation benefits music education programs around the country. So in other words, Owen's support for music education for students, for children, he was going to hold hostage to his single issue support for his chosen lifestyle. Well, Huckabee said in his letter, wrote in his letter of resignation, "I genuinely regret that some in the industry are so outraged by my appointment that they bullied the CMA and the foundation with economic threats and vowed to withhold support for the programs for students if I remain. I'm somewhat flattered," Huckabee wrote, "to be of such consequence when all I thought I was doing was voluntarily serving on a nonprofit board without pay in order to continue my decades of advocacy for the arts and especially music." There's your tolerance for you. And Saturday, the host of Infowars.com, Alex Jones, tweeted out that his YouTube channel was about to be deleted. YouTube had hit him with a third strike, which is a prelude to deleting the channel altogether. However, YouTube says this is not the case. They're not going to delete the channel. However, while the company says it has no plans to delete Infowars' YouTube channel, the company did notify Jones that advertisers have reached out to YouTube asking that they be removed from running ads on his channel. Now, interestingly, CNN has reportedly been contacting advertisers who buy packages of ads through Google on multiple Google platforms, which includes YouTube. Most of the time, advertisers don't have any idea where their ads are being placed, but they can request certain sites be blacklisted. In other words, it appears that CNN is waging a little bit of economic advocacy against Alex Jones. Why? Maybe the fact that the most popular program on CNN, Anderson Cooper's AC360, is not among the top 20 cable news programs might have something to do with it. Just guessing. Coming up March 22nd through the 25th, hear the Watchman coming to Dallas. A great gathering of people for education, and as the theme says, iron sharpening iron. Bill Salas, L.A. Marzulli, Carl Gallops, Casper McLeod, Russ Dizdar, many others will be there. Josh Peck and Christina Peck, Sharon and I will be there as well. It's nearly sold out. I know that the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center, the hotel rooms, are gone for the conference. They're basically directing the overflow now to a nearby Super 8, but you can find more information at hearthewatchmen.com. Still, you can take advantage of the video feed in HD, and we can save you 20% off that with the promo code Gilbert20. That's Gilbert20 at hearthewatchmen.com. And by the way, check out Facebook. There's a new Facebook page specifically for Hear the Watchman Dallas, where if you've been to a Hear the Watchman conference in the past, you're being encouraged to just log in and share your stories. Just talk about what you hope to get out of the conference and so forth. You'll find that at Facebook. The True Legends Conference coming back to Branson in September this year, talking about transhumanism. That's the theme, transhumanism and the hybrid age. Science is, well, it's on the verge of radically transforming what it means to be human, they think. I mean, God's got a definition that he set, and that ain't changing. But you'll find out more from the likes of Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Sharon K. Gilbert, Dr. Hugo DeGaris, and more, Timothy Alberino. Registrations are already going quickly. Find out more and register at gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. You'll find our mobile app is the quickest and easiest way to get these daily updates and our weekly interview programs as well, all delivered to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, Windows Phone, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got a free app for all of those, and the links to the app stores are posted at the website skywatchtv.com. You'll find my stuff posted at my website. That's derekpgilbert.com. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
With all the talk in media today about women's rights to be heard and treated with fairness and decency in all public platforms, Donna Howell's timely new book boldly establishes how it was Jesus Christ himself that settled this issue a long time ago. And at a time when it would have been considered revolutionary and prophetic. Bible scholars know that Jesus, while recognizing appropriate gender roles, intentionally began the first women's empowerment movement. But why did he do that? The answer to that mystery is in the Bible itself. Now, in one of the most talked about new releases of the year, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy by best-selling author Donna Howell. The permanent changes Jesus made regarding women's rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world is brought to light.
And if God decides to raise up a radical, he only needs one voice for an entire great awakening, and it could be yours. Yeah.
This is Reverend Donna Howell. Yeah.
Once you read The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you'll never think about the church that Jesus Christ started and that his apostles decreed in the same way again. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, available March 1st at skywatchtv.com.
Follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to the issue of women, their leadership role in the church, and understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. Skywatch TV is proud to announce one of the most anticipated, talked about new releases of the year, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. When you order The Handmaiden's Conspiracy from Skywatch TV, you'll receive Skywatch TV's brand new, beautifully bound, limited edition, red letter, King James version of the Holy Bible with Apocrypha. In addition to the Old and New Testaments, this never-before-released, one-of-a-kind deluxe collector's Bible includes the ancient apocryphal books like Enoch, Jubilees, and 15 more ancient texts that the disciples of Christ read and quoted from. This gorgeous limited edition Bible is available exclusively from Skywatch TV and holds a retail value of $80. Yours absolutely free for a limited time. That's right, absolutely free when you purchase The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. Also included in this once-in-a-lifetime offer is the Donna Howell collection that includes all three of her runaway best-selling works, Radicals, Redeemed Unredeemable, and Final Fire. Sold separately, this unprecedented promotional offer retails for $160. Yours now for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. This is one of the most exciting promotional offers we've made available, and you don't want to miss this opportunity to receive all four of best-selling author Donna Howell's works, along with the remarkable deluxe collector's King James version of the Bible that includes the ancient apocryphal books of Enoch, Jubilees, and 15 more ancient texts. In fact, order numerous sets to give away to every Bible enthusiast and student you know. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. Order now at the Skywatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.